Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. Regional air regulators have ordered Tesla to take steps to stop toxic emissions from its car plant in Fremont. The Bay Area Air Quality Management District's hearing board took action this week after the automaker racked up 112 notices of violation over the past 5 years. The violations stem from a variety of equipment malfunctions at Tesla, which have led the plant to vent toxic compounds from its painting facility directly into the air. The air agency's order requires the company to hire outside experts to develop a plan to stop the releases, subject to the district's review. The directive gives the company roughly a year to implement the plan. UC Berkeley Chancellor Carol Crist says the university will be investing in anti-Semitism education efforts as tensions on campus continue to persist. In a letter sent this week, Crist reaffirmed UC Berkeley's support for its Jewish and Israeli Studies Department and pledged to maintain funding of the anti-Semitism education initiative for 5 years. The letter comes after campus representatives and members of the pro-Palestinian group reached an agreement in May, ending an encampment that had been set up on campus. Come fall, the university will also be introducing a new Israel studies minor. Here's UC Berkeley spokesperson Dan Mogiloff.
None of those things are actually new, and all have been previously announced.
Mogiloff says the university has committed itself to providing anti-Semitism and anti-Islamophobia education to students. I'm Brian Watt, KQED News.